Amy, Wayne, and I are just catching up and having a very uplifting conversation about the state of our world. So we come out of that trying to act as happy as we possibly can. as we both spent this morning like sobbing in our cars. Well, good morning. Welcome back. You know, yesterday we had our independent booksellers on.
Yes.
To talk about book picks, and Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery is one of those people and who we regularly check in with. But tomorrow's Thanksgiving, then Friday is Black Friday, and then Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we get to support our small businesses. You are from one of these wonderful small businesses, the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York, and we thought we would talk about Small Business Saturday and give people some ideas how they can help stores like yours and your store as well, and shop in your neighborhood and do what you can do on Small Business Saturday.
Do, please. Though I have a friend and colleague who frequently will say, make any day a Small Business Saturday. You can. It doesn't just have to be this Saturday.
That's right.
But we're really happy to have a day that is dedicated to local businesses. And it doesn't simply have to be your local bookstore. It can be any local business that, you know, you want to patronize, who are there in your neighborhoods, who support your towns and your communities, who really like to be a part of your life. You matter to us. We're thankful for you this Thanksgiving and every day, because there really is an entire world of opportunities for retail that you could choose.
Right.
So every time that you choose to shop locally matters in a big way, and beyond just the purse strings and you know, it helps. It helps solidify who we are, and it makes every town unique. So there's my pitch for that whole
thing. Well, you think if it's a locally owned restaurant or
yes,
a bakery or a bookstore or
yep,
a gift store or a furniture store, whatever the case is, those are the people that is where members go when the community needs something.
Yes.
If we're banding together for a new ambulance, or if we're banding together to help a family that is in need, it's these businesses that we support and these businesses that the community goes to, and we have to support them to make sure that they can continue to support us.
Thank you. Yes, we try. We work really hard to partner with our fellows in our communities, our nonprofits who
right,
are out there really doing good work, who need that support, and your supporting us helps to support them as well.
Now, for people who aren't familiar, and we'll get into what you want to talk about here in a second, but for people who are unfamiliar with your store, you're in a neat place, because
mm-hmm,
right in Schenectady and J Street is just a neat, it's closed off to traffic.
Yep.
And so you just walk up and down it, and you don't have to worry about being hit by a car or anything. And it's
that's always a good thing.
I think that's a plus.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Put that in the literature.
Yep.
But that's it's lovely. It is sort of
that
old-fashioned shopping experience of just going into a downtown,
yep,
very diverse, very quirky, cool stores.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it. And it also doesn't have that dissonance of the mall.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have the crowds of the mall either. There's breathing room, I like to say.
Yeah, and parking.
And parking. There is parking. So if you need to know where that is, please give us a call. Our phone number is 518-346-2719.
Yes.
And we're just down the street from Proctor's Theater. So if you're heading out for an evening, come stop by.
Yeah.
We have extended holiday hours, so we're open every Monday through Friday until 8 o'clock. We're there Saturdays 10 to 6 and Sundays 10 to 5. So come and visit us. We've got a lot to offer you. And the other beauty, I think, of independent businesses is that they support other independents. So we are unique in that we are not just a bookstore. We are also a lovely boutique.
Yeah.
A boutique bookstore, a bookstore boutique, what have you. And we work with a lot of local companies. So we So here's something if you don't know about this. Evergreen Olive Oil Company is based out of Niskayun in New York, and they sell these beautifully delicious infused olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And we have another Niskayun native, Alexander Stafford, who has a blog and this gorgeous cookbook called Bread Toast Crumbs. Buy the book, buy some olive oil. We've got these herbs and spices from this company. They're out of Indiana, but they're a small independent company called Salt Sisters. They have dipping spices, so you can mix all of this together, have a little gift package. We will package things for you. If you've got a bundle in the store, we will basket it, bundle it in some cellophane, wrap it up nice. There are all sorts of possibilities. We actually have in our newsletter this year what we call our guide to gift giving. And we've got ideas for men, women, kids, those people who are hard to shop for. It's just a simple, what we like to call our little grid. And you know, what we have. We've got great gifts for men. You might not think about us as a men's store, but come on down, man. We've got this company called Wild and Wolf, and they have multi-tools and like these really elegant shoe shine kits, shaving kits. If you've got a dapper man in your life, come on down. We've got great jewelry for men too.
Shoe shining used to be a big thing.
It really did. It should
come back because we haven't come up with scuff proof shoes.
No, we really haven't, and we do need these kits. So
by the way, I've learned that in the garage when I do my shoes,
yeah.
When I shine my shoes, that it also is a great stress reliever.
It is. There's something really comforting about shining shoes, I think. And we've got really great toys. Really, really interesting toys for kids of all ages. So our buyers work hard to seek out and find the unique, the expressive toys and gifts and books for everybody across the board. And we've got a staff who knows a lot, who work really hard to help you find what you're looking for.
Well, so let me be Captain Obvious here for a second, which is to me, that is why you go to an independent store. That is why you would go to a small business is because, and you know, no disrespect to the malls and the stores and the
online,
you know, but whatever. But you go to one, you've gone to the mall. There's really no difference.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem to have the same stuff. I don't know as a large person,
I know,
like with a size 15 shoe, you know, you don't go into a mall shoe store and expect to find shoes.
Yeah.
But you go into an independent and you go into a small business and you say, hey, I need shoes for these clown feet that I have. And they say, oh, well, we'll order them up and they'll be in on Friday.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And they work hard for
it
that.
It doesn't
yeah.
get better than that.
And actually, I just said we work hard to do that, but sometimes it's really not that hard. It's really easy for us to order things for you. We want to. Please let us do that. We will help you find what you're looking for. That is what we're there. That's part of it too. Is even if we don't have something, we will help you sort of narrow down what it is that you're looking for.
Well, you don't find when I go into we support our downtowns. We love supporting our downtowns. What I love about it is that besides that, you know, people that are there and you're working with people that you know, that they get to know you.
Yes.
And there's a sense of community just in that.
There absolutely is. I, you know, as a book buyer, we had certain customers, and I knew that they would go after particular books, and I would bring books in specifically for them. I knew I would put them on the shelves, and they would be found. And there's a real joy in that. There's just a joy in working at an independent outlet. I love it. I love what I do.
You have some book. You do. It wouldn't
do.
Be a segment if we didn't have some
it's
books,
true.
Too.
I do have to talk about my books.
Yes.
So this is my favorite holiday book of this season. It's this tiny, tiny little book. It is a picture book. It's called The Message of the Birds by Kate Westerlund and Faridun Oral. And it's beautifully illustrated, just stunning, stunning pictures. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. And essentially what the book talks about is the birds that were there when the baby Jesus was born, and the baby was there to give a message of peace and hope, right, to all the world. And some of the other birds, so of course the wise old owl is the one who starts to tell that tale. And then the other little birds ask, well, what happened to that message? We don't hear it very much anymore. And he said, well, it got lost, and so on and so forth. So the birds decide to take that message of peace and hope and spread it to all of the children in the world. And so all of these little birds go out and sing their songs and spread that message too. And of course it works, and all the children come together message.
They saw hands linked together, white hands, brown hands, black hands, children everywhere were joining together.
Yeah.
Let there be peace, peace on earth.
It's pretty.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful book.
It is. And it's again, it's a tiny little thing. It just makes a great gift for, I think, anyone. And I like this message particularly now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something to make us just feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And again, the images are very lovely.
Well, that's a beautiful image. And now I want to see you make the transition to Stormtroopers. The birds, the peace, let there be peace on earth. Oh, by the way, I have a Stormtrooper book. Go ahead.
Better to usher in peace and conflict resolution than the Jedi's and their foes. The great Star Wars saga, the never-ending Star Wars. So there's this great new gift book called Star Wars Stormtroopers Beyond the Armor. And it is chock full of images and details from all of the movies, all of the Star Wars movies,
and it looks like the book looks like a Stormtrooper.
It does look like a Stormtrooper.
I mean, it's shaped like a book, but it does it has that white and black contrast, and it's very striking when you look at it.
It's great, I love it. This to me is the kind of book. There's a lot of text in it, and of course, I'm sorry to actually confess this, but I like just looking at the pictures.
No, right? I don't think there's...
I love looking at pictures.
Well, some of these...
And some of them I don't think I've seen before.
The pictures of the actual costumes are really interesting you see them out of context, if you will.
Oh, and it's fun to see the back, like the behind-the-scenes shoots where you've got the Stormtroopers with their helmets off and they're hanging out with Lucas and like Mark Hamill and all those guys, you know.
Smoking
so
a butt.
That's right.
Yep.
So there, and I think there's some in there that we've never seen before. So it's so perfect for every Star Wars fan. And of course, with the new movie that is very much based on the Stormtrooper.
Yes.
Yay. And then the last book that I have.
It's called Stormtroopers Beyond the Armor.
Yeah.
Journey to Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Check out the helmets on the back.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's sort of a timeline.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Fun.
Good stuff. All right.
Okay.
And then finally.
This is the other really beautiful gift book that we absolutely love this year that I think is sort of going to be under the radar, but come in and check it out. It's called Wise Trees, and it's trees from around the world. I don't know about you, but I love trees. I like hanging out in the woods and seeing these beautiful living creatures, living entities, I guess, that have existed for hundreds and hundreds of years, that have, you know, outlived many humans in the process and weathered storms and wars and everything you could possibly imagine. And they're still standing, they're still thriving, and they are beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I love the idea that the title of the book, of Wise Trees, there is wisdom attached to those
I think there
natural
really is.
Objects.
Absolutely. And for those who really took up the book last year of the hidden life of trees, right? It just thinking about their underground systems and what they're all connected to is fascinating and moving and comforting.
Indeed. Wise Trees
is
the name of the book. Well, I wish you a very, very happy holiday season.
Thank you.
Certainly wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And then beyond that, hopefully you will be horribly busy on Saturday.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Come on down.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
And it'd be a nice joining of people and talking about what's going on.
We've got fun things. We've got giveaways and prizes and all sorts of goodies.
And if you miss it, don't worry, because every day can be Small Business Saturday.
Yes, it can, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Well, my love to everyone there. Thank you very much for being here. And have a beautiful holiday season. You can find out more by going to opendoor-bookstore.com. Opendoor-bookstore.com. Amy, always a wonderful treat to see you. Thank you very much.
Always a treat to be here. Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.